growth mindset, if you are someone that is hungry for growth mindset, and if you are someone that already has a growth mindset, and if you are someone that is lacking a growth mindset, listen carefully to this verse. It goes thus, all this is full. All that is full. From fullness, fullness comes. When fullness is taken from fullness, fullness still remains. Digest that. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of No Filters with Barry. How are you guys doing? Hope everyone is doing fine. And this is me saying Ramadan Kareem to all my Muslim listeners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it as an act of ibadah. Hope you guys are fasting, making a fast too. Me too, I'm fasting yet. As I'm recording today, I'm fasting my Ramadan number 7. Inshallah, we all live to see Eid al-Fitr. Okay, so today we'll be talking about investing and real estate. So let's start with investing. What does it mean to invest? From my research, from the couple definitions I've seen, I picked two, and I'm going to use those two to address what investing is. The number one definition, to invest means to devote one's time, effort, or energy to a particular undertaking with the expectation of a worthwhile result. So you put in an effort, you put in something with the hope of getting more back, like more in return. Not like you are looking to get exactly what you put in, you are looking to get more, you are looking to add, to increase what you put in. And the second definition I would like to go with is to put money into financial schemes, shares, properties, or a commercial venture with the expectation of achieving a profit. I think at least you can see that the initial effort, the initial money or energy that you are putting in, we are doing it with the hope of getting something back, a profit. I don't think anyone wants to invest without making a profit. If you invest and you don't make a profit, then that's definitely a loss. That's a bad investment move. So the reason why I went to the first definition is because, as you can see, investing goes beyond just money. There's not only money that you can invest. You can invest your time into a particular discipline and learning it with the hope that, okay, if I own this skill, if I learn this, it will bring so back for me in returns, because I'll be able to use the skill. But today we'll not be talking about just investing anything, but majorly investing money, investing your finances with the hope of growing wealth, sustainable wealth. And in assimilating what investing mean, I thought to myself, is it everyone that can invest? Is it everyone that has the opportunity to invest? No, like everything, no, but let's talk about, as I said, we'll be looking at it from a money standpoint. Is it everybody that has the opportunity to invest? Well, investing is a luxury, and also an habit that you need to consciously put in the effort to actually grow, an habit that we all need. Is a luxury in the sense that it's not everybody that has the access and the grace to have access or have more that they can invest. It's not everybody that even have the grace to have eaten. It's not everybody that has the grace to have shelter. But the bracket of people that does have the assets, that does has the luxury to actually invest, might not have the habit, might not be able to even build the habit of investing. That's why I said investing, aside from it's a luxury, it's also an habit that we have to work on. We have to work on. If after you're able to feed yourself, you're able to feed your dependents, you're able to shelter the people under you and yourself, you're able to create all these primary and basic needs to yourself and your loved ones, your family, then what else should we look to do with the excess that we have? I would say it is to look to grow that excess, to look to make that money work for you, to look to send that money out into the world, and that money should go and make more money for you. But then how do you do that? It's not something that
you wake up on your bed and you just do. I think sometimes it might be hard for people to hone the habit of putting a certain amount of their earnings, a certain amount of their income into a particular venture with the hope of getting something back. So that leads me to the question, how do you build the habit of investing? Building the habit of investing doesn't come alone. It comes with building the habit of saving, which is why I'm putting the question to you. Can you invest without saving? I think that will be really hard to do, and it will be a not so foundational move, because if you are earning your money, and from what you are earning, you are just pouring it back into investing, you might not actually have any savings to fall back to. But before starting to invest, I think you should be within the bracket of people that can actually save something. So then you look at, okay, this is my savings, how do I go about it? So you not even now carry like the whole savings and just go and use it to invest. You have to strategize. You have to strategize the savings you have. Like, okay, I have so amount of money. I'm going to put this particular percentage, 10%, into investing in techs, into investing in all these crypto coins. Okay, and I'm going to put 20% into investing in stocks. Then I'm now going to put 30% into investing in real estate. So the benefit of saving before investing is that you kind of like have a reservoir of resources. You have a storage of resources that you can now allocate to different ventures, and then you now watch all these ventures perform, you watch them grow, and you now put more energy into the ones that are even growing more and more, the ones that are showing more positive sign, giving you more positive vibes. So today I'm here to talk about investing in real estate. You know, as I mentioned earlier, you can invest in a lot of things. You can invest in crypto, you can invest in stocks, you can invest in I don't know, but me personally, I have a thing for real estate. Yes, I have a thing for real estate. I was opportuned to start learning, to start working in the real estate industry about a year ago. And I was working with someone that was a consultant. Me myself, I'm a consultant now, in that I have one or two infos about how to go about it when you want to invest. So if an individual comes to me and say, okay, I have this or so amount, I have a couple of advice I would give, that okay, this money, to be smart, it will be strategic to put this money and invest in real estate in this area, buy this or so property with the hope of like renting it out and doing this, and you have a guaranteed percentage or a guaranteed range of income that, okay, you will be seeing this every month. So that type of thing. So real estate, when we talk about real estate, what is real estate? According to my research and the definitions I have with me here, real estate is property consisting of land and buildings on it, along with its natural resources, such as growing crops, minerals or waters, or whatever it is on that land. So when we say invest in real estate, we are basically just saying invest in land and invest in landed properties. So you can invest in a lot of things. You can invest digitally, you can invest in all these stocks and all those things I'm saying, but let's invest in real estate. Land, something we see, something, a piece of the head. Let's invest in that. So how do we go about investing in real estate? So as I said earlier, I got into real estate consultancy about a year ago. You can check out my social media dedicated to my journey in real estate, the things I'm learning, and then tips and updates about real estate investments. My social media on Instagram at evolverealty.ng. That is evolverealty.ng. I'll be putting the link in the description below.
Hi everyone, my name is Shakira and I'm a big fan of No Filters with Barry. I really love the show and I know you love it too. So hit that subscribe button and don't go anywhere.
So what are the different means I've seen so far of making money in real estate? But let me use making money. What are the different means I've seen so far of growing money in real estate? I've highlighted two. I don't want to go in too deep. I don't want to say too much, but I've highlighted two. Number one, and if you're looking to invest in real estate, you know, as I said earlier, real estate is land and landed properties. The number one I will first put is land. How do you make money from investing in land? And I will use one word that I've actually fallen in love with, the word being land banking. Land banking. How do you bank on land? Land banking is basically buying a land, a particular piece of land in or a developing area, could be an urban area too, but you know, it's an area that development is coming in, area that you foreseen growth, you foreseen an increase in the amount they are selling land in the area. You buy it and you keep it for a certain amount of time with the hope of selling it for an higher price than you bought it, with the hope of making profits from it. As we all, as we've said earlier, we are investing with the hope of making profits on our returns. If you want to go into land banking, you are going to look for a land that is not so expensive. I think the move is to go to where people are going to. You don't have to, you are not, if you are going to do land banking, you are not going to go and buy a land or go and look for a land somewhere that there are a lot of people already, that people are there already. People are there already. I think that's where the strategic moves come. You don't just go anywhere. Okay, this area seems like something good is going to happen here soon. But as I said, from your savings, you're not just carrying all your savings and just putting it into boom. No, you allocate a particular percentage of your savings. You say, okay, this area, this land, by 2 years, 3 years time, lands in this area would have appreciated about 50-60% of their initial price, or 100%. Sometimes they go up as high as 200%. That is the craziest thing about real estate. One guarantee that you are going to get is that that land is not going to go lower, except people that are falling into crisis and they need to sell off that land quickly. Then they'll just put it for very cheap price and say, I just need someone to buy it. But if all is well, that land that you bought will never depreciate, it will always appreciate. But how well will it appreciate, and how fast is it going to appreciate? That's where strategically picking where you want to buy that land, that's where it comes in. So when you have that area in your mind and say, okay, this area in 2 years is going to appreciate in so manner, then I should be able to dedicate 20% of my savings into keeping it here. So that money, you just put it on land. It's like keeping money somewhere and letting that money grow, and you just go and sleep. In your sleep, as you are eating, as you are going out, as you are coming back in, your money keeps growing. As time goes, it keeps growing. So when that time comes, okay, it's been 2 years now, I need to sell off this land. Something I bought for 500,000, I'm about to sell it for 2 million. Honestly, it happens like that. It even goes as way more higher than that. Sure, you get. So all those things are things you have to consider when you are going into just investing with land. The most important thing, the strategic move about it, is actually having the info. As Lai said, info, leinfo. I think there is no way, if you want to invest in real estate, one of the things you need is the right information. It is very important to have the right information. And how do you get the right information? You move close to people that knows. You move close to people that has the in total of everything that is going on. Who are which people? The real estate consultants, real estate gurus. You find one that you can confide in, that is not going to give you, that's not going to deceive you. You need people, you need trust, you need people you can trust. So now let's look at how you can invest in landed properties. How do you go about investing in landed properties? Okay, there are two ways that I want to mention on this episode. The number one way is, this is going to be a jingle bell for my real estate brand, Evolve Realty. We are working on something that we christen Evolve Shortlet. Evolve Shortlet, which is going to be a shortlet business in Ibadan, with units in strategic places as I've said, with units in the bubbling, the city parts, the metropolitan parts of Ibadan. Units of houses, units of luxurious and tastefully built houses, units of different apartments in different bubbling areas for people that are looking to stay a day or two or a week or two. This is going to be premium service. A part of the business is that we will open up for potential investors. If you are looking to invest in real estate, I'm telling you now that an opportunity is coming to you via Evolve Realty. We call this venture Evolve Shortlet, that whereas you'll be able to put a particular amount of money into our venture, and with the guarantee that whatever money you put in, you'll be getting an allocated percentage of that money back every month for a specified amount of time. So real estate is paying you already. So that's one way to invest in landed property. Let's say you are not trying to do land banking, that you are trying to keep the land and sell it later, but you have a land in an area that makes sense, probably a commercial area that people goes around about, and you look. These are one of the advantages of real estate. When you have a land, then you can, in any area, then you cannot look around in that area and decide that, okay, I have this land roadside at this particular urban area that people just come for their businesses. What is missing in this area? What don't they have in this area? No one is selling this in this area. I'm going to build this particular business in this area. So another way you can make money off landed properties is to build a shopping complex, which a lot of people do. If you have the land in the area, just build complex, or you build an apartment and you start renting it out for people. There is a particular amount of capital you are expected to be getting every year from that. Just how you'll be expected to get a particular amount of capital from Evolve Shortlets. Sure, you get. So there are various ways to make money from real estate, but these are just the few I would like to address today. So, investing generally, what does it take to invest? As I said, it's not everyone that can invest. It's a luxury. But aside from it being a luxury, I want to talk about the habit part. How do you build the habit of investing? I think the little attributes you need before you even start investing, aside from the capital, of course, aside from having a source of income, an earning, or just the capital to even do it, you need that one first and foremost. Sure, you get. But even if you have that one, you still need all these other habits, all these other attributes to help you build the habit of investing. I would say number one is discipline. If you don't have discipline, don't try and go towards investing. First, build your discipline before you try and go and invest. Discipline in that when you say you do this, you do it. I'll do this at this time. I'll do it. I'll put this particular amount of money into this. You put it. I'm not going to spend this money. You do it. Every day I'll put 2 naira into this place. You always try and be consistent and put that 2 naira. Discipline is very, very important. Number two, I'll say patience. If you don't have patience, don't go near investing, because you have to be patient. You really have to be patient. Whatever you put your money into, you go back and lay back. Not that just that, like, lay back and be complacent, but you'll be patient and watch that thing grow. You'll have to be patient to watch that thing grow. Even before investing, let's say you are saving, you have to be patient with yourself. Oh, I want to get to 300,000 naira. 1 million naira in savings. I want to get to that. You definitely not get to that in one day. You have to be patient with your 2 naira that you are putting, till the 2 naira accumulates to 300,000, till your 2 naira accumulates to 1 million. Patience and discipline goes hand in hand. If you know the patience and you know calm down, you definitely, everything you are putting together, you definitely wake up one morning and say, oh, this money is just there. Carry it, boom. I'm going to use it to do another thing. Whereas you've lost days, months of putting things together. So patience, another habit I would say you need when investing is research. If you are not someone that can do research, don't even try investing. Like, you can't be so complacent. You can't be so lazy. Because it's your money. You want that money to go and work for you. You want that money to grow. It's like doing business. So if your money is going to grow, if your money is going to go work for you, then you have to research where your money is going. You have to research where you want to put your money. So you do research. Before you buy any land, you do research. Research. You want to buy land in this area, you go and meet people in the industry, people in the area. Find a way to interact and get what they are selling. An agent took you to a lander, come and buy land in this area. You will not stick to that agent alone. You contact other agents. Ah, hello? Please, I want to buy land in this area. Do you know how much they are selling land in that area right now? You research and you compare. So you have to get more info. This research leads me to another habit. No, I won't say habit, but an ingredient that you need. The purpose of researching is to get more info, to get tangible info, to get enough info so that you can work on that info. I will say again, info, then you have info. If you don't have the right info, you are not going into soar. You are not going to elevate yourself. You are not going to fly high. You need info to carry you up. when you connect and meet with people higher up, you now realize that what these people have that you don't have is information. Honestly, it's information on when to put their money, where to put their money, where to grow their money, how to make more money. You need info. And how do you get this info? You research, you meet people. The right info is very, very important when it comes to investing. So important when it comes to investing in real estate. You need that right info so much when it comes to investing in real estate. For example, if you get the wrong info about the person that has a land or something, you probably end up being scammed. Probably they will sell a land that is not for sale for you and you think you bought the land. They will give you the wrong document and stuff. That's because you don't even have the right information of what the right document is or who the right owner of that land is. That one is even small. Let's even say no scamming. There's another way they can still scam me. They can be the right owner, but they will end up selling a land of 1 million naira to you for 8 million naira. How about that? Have you still not been scammed? This time around, you've been scammed by the right owner. Even though they are the right owner, do you want to go back to go and meet them later and say, ah, bros, I later heard that this land is 1 million naira that they are selling it. Why are you selling it for the first 1 million? You are owing me 7 million. Who will give you back your money? There is nothing like that. You cannot even sue them to court because you both had an agreement. You are going to sign deed of assignment wherein it states that you've agreed to buy that land at that particular amount. How did you fall into this trap of buying a land worth 1 million for 8 million? How did you? Because you did not research, because you did not have the right info. So even if they call a land for you for 8 million, you go out of your own way and go and say, okay, how much are they selling this land in this particular area? How much do they value it? If you don't have the enough info, I'm sorry, but I'm not even sorry. If you don't have the right info, they will probably give you the wrong thing. That's how it works. So you research and you look for the right info. The last attribute, the last habit I would like to talk about, and that I value so much, that I even think that if you do not have this and you have all these other attributes, they are not enough unless you have this. If you look at all the world powers, like the most successful people, they go about their life with this thing. They go about everything they do, the way they see their life, the way they approach things, it is with this particular attribute. And this attribute is what I would call the right mindset. You need the right mindset to start investing, to do anything investing. And what is the right mindset? This is growth mindset. You need growth mindset. You have to see growth in everything you do. You have to work from a growth standpoint. Okay, I am this today. My pocket is this today. The state of my finance is this today. But it's going to be this tomorrow. It's going to be this in a month. It's going to be this in 2 years. It's going to be this in 5 years. Like, growth mindset, you have to see the things you have growing even before they do. You see, anything that will be in this world of manifest, this fiscal world that you are looking, first is first seeded. in the spiritual world, in that other world, inside your head, in that your imagination is first seated there. So if you are the kind of person that is negative, that is pessimistic, that doesn't see good things in his own head, I don't think you are ready to invest though. I don't think you are ready to invest. You have to have that mindset. I think that's how the universe operates. Before anything manifests for you in this manifested world, it first starts from that place. So you should have a growth mindset. You should see yourself flourishing. You should aim for yourself flourishing. Oh, I have one. I'm going to have two at this particular time. You put a time, say, okay, I'm working towards getting another by this time. You need growth mindset. You need it. If you are going to invest. On that note, I'm going to dash you one verse. Growth mindset. If you are gunning for growth mindset, I want to see. If you are someone that is hungry for growth mindset, and if you are someone that already has a growth mindset, and if you are someone that is lacking a growth mindset, listen carefully to this verse. It goes thus. All this is full. All that is full. From fullness, fullness comes. When fullness is taken from fullness, fullness still remains. Digest that. All this is full. This, look around you. This, anything you can refer to as this. If you are that this, you are full. You are full. You are a lot. And all that is full. Everything that you can point to as that, it is full. In this universe that we are, everything is full. The plant outside, it is full. Are you the one watering the plant outside? No, but it grows. The ants working on in your room right now. Are you the one that has been feeding it that has been giving birth to? No, but it is full. It is full. It lives. You yourself, are you the one that allocated what you will eat and drink from the day you were giving birth to? No, but you are full. Your sustenance comes. You have to look at your life like that. From fullness, fullness comes. From fullness, fullness comes. If you want fullness in your life, you have to first see yourself as fullness. So from there forth, from that thing, your fullness will come. When fullness is taken from fullness, fullness still remains. Then you still have to see that all that you wish for, all that you want, doesn't diminish from the vast glory of God. If you want 10 billion today, it doesn't reduce what the whole wealth in the world. You get it and there will still be like enormous wealth in the world. So whatever you want in your life, whatever, it doesn't diminish any other part of the world. All this is full. All that is full. From fullness, fullness comes. When fullness is taken from fullness, fullness still remains. So basically, growth mindset. Yay! This has been fun. I hope you guys have learned one or two things, or maybe five things, because I've said more than I've said up to like 10 things now. But I just hope that you grab something and you actually make the decision. You embark on the journey of investing, of growing your money, of growing in your life generally. Thank you. This is the end of the episode. I hope to see you next time. Bye.